We're on the road. I'm Billy.
I'm William.
And we're on the road. So where are we, you might ask? We are at the Back to the Land Festival.
In Nunley, Tennessee.
Yeah, so we just got here. We're recording this Thursday night. It's got to be about 10:30. Hacks for the Homestead, they're coming here to this Airbnb. Also Grumpy and his wife, Grumpy Acres. They're going to be here as well. And then tomorrow, Justin from Metcalf Mills, he's going to be here as well. It's a really nice place. I mean, as far as Airbnbs go, man, this is a house anybody would love to live in.
Oh, yeah. This is a really cool... Well, it says farmhouse right there on the wall.
Yeah.
That's definitely what it is. But it's a... Yeah, it's really cool. It has, what, like 4 bedrooms in here?
Yeah.
But it sleeps... I don't know. I mean, I think that couch upstairs is a pullout. I'm
well,
pretty sure.
It says 8. It says you could sleep 8, but you could actually sleep about 12 in here.
Yeah, I mean, these couches are actually pretty comfortable.
Yes, I mean, this is the poor man's version of the Biltmore, y'all, without all the weird stuff going on.
This is the Tennessee Biltmore.
Yeah, so we got a little bit of time before the rest of them get here. And they had a little car trouble on the way, and... they're, you know, it's just going to be a joy, y'all, to go to something like this. And we were kind of late getting here too, even though we left at what, about, I'd say about 2 o'clock.
Like 2, yeah.
All right. So this is going to be a condensed version, y'all, but we promised you an episode, you know, and we're going to keep our words. I mean, as best we can, just a couple of not weird things on the way. I mean, it was a pretty uneventful drive. Except, you know, we stopped in Knoxville.
Yeah.
And because we knew we couldn't even check into this place till about 4, and we knew Darren and Patty at that time from Hacks for the Homestead, who was it, Patty, I think, told me they weren't going to get here till about 10 p.m. So there really wasn't any rush to get here. So we said, okay, there was a 5-11 place where they sell. Those pants I wear in a lot of the videos, y'all, they're 5-11s.
Basically Dad has shooting had them pants. Since we lived in Kansas, didn't
yeah,
you?
I've had those a long, long time.
Yeah.
I used to love those pants. I still do to a certain extent, but Duluth in many ways makes a better product. But there's some of the pockets that I love. I absolutely love on those 5-11s. So we went there, picked up a couple of things, and then went over to Duluth, which is, you know, just down the street from there. I've never been into a retail store with either one of them. And I buy their products, so I'm thinking, okay, well, this is cool. And it was funny because he noticed the same thing I noticed. I noticed at Sportsman's, I think it was Sportsman's Warehouse, number of other places. Some. What have you? What
and
have you
also
noticed?
REI.
Yep.
Which think of the type of people working at or going to REI,
especially in Asheville.
It's not the same type of people going to Sportsman's Warehouse.
Well, and exactly.
It ain't so the same type of people.
What is the thing? I mean, and this is, folks. I mean. It was bizarre because we both noticed it, and I think a different... I'd been noticing it.
Yeah.
So what did you notice, son?
Trauma packs. Like the bleed stop, the suture kits, the tourniquet kits. All these things are being sold at all these different stores. Okay, if it's at Sportsman's Warehouse, you can kind of think, all right, that makes sense. You see it at... Like Duluth, that makes a little less sense because that's like the blue collar hipster store.
Yeah.
Then you go to like the 5-11, that makes a little bit more sense. But then at REI, that doesn't make any sense at all. Just because the type of people that are shopping at REI, that's probably the last thing on their mind.
Exactly. So, and you know what I found real curious about all that is that they were all situated right there at the checkout desk.
Yep.
Or it was right next to, in every single place, situated right there at the checkout desk. You know, if they got I imagine they got a Cabela's or a, you know, guys like us get lost in places like that where it's a Cabela's or something like it.
Well, I remember the first week we moved to Kansas, we went to Cabela's every day.
Yeah, yeah.
We went to Cabela's every day.
Yeah, I mean,
it's... Just to look.
Yeah, I mean, if nothing else, I mean, it's just... I mean, for those of us that live this lifestyle, and I know there's a whole lot of guys out there right now, and gals too, saying amen. But, you know, honestly, one of the things I love about Duluth, having been in their retail store now, is like, okay, I can actually try this stuff on. You know, yeah. I can actually put these gloves on and think, okay, do I like them? Do I not?
Or the pants too. Now I know what the terms mean on the pants.
Man, it gave you a lot of stuff away.
Yeah, they gave me like a free pair of socks, free underwear.
Yeah, two pair, buy two, get one free, and then the underwear. Look, y'all, they're not paying us to say this, but it sure is funny that all of a sudden every single one of these places, trauma packs, and they're like ubiquitous. I mean, it's everywhere. They're out of a lot of other things, but they sure do have that. It just seemed very, very odd to me, man.
Yeah. Yeah, especially the REI one. And especially at that, not all stores carry the same things. So if you have a store that's located, it's not far from the airport in Nashville, like that type of shopping center, that's not what they're interested in.
No,
it's almost like
not at all.
Like they're getting us used to seeing these objects all the time.
Yeah, it's just so bizarre. I even saw it, if I'm not mistaken, man, I could swear that I saw it in Sam's Club too.
5-Eleven had a build your own med kit.
Yeah, when you walked in the door.
Yeah.
Now, it kind of makes sense in a place like that because a lot of first responders probably are going to shop at a place like that. More than likely, your law enforcement people because there was
there's a sheriff in the parking lot.
So it's not uncommon, but you know, those of us that live this lifestyle, I love the pants for a number of reasons. But you know, the thing that really blew my mind with all this is it's so ubiquitous. Like I said, the other day at Sam's Club, I mean, it was right there in your face. Like you said, son, it's almost like everybody gave these retailers a bunch of messages like, hey, start putting this stuff out.
Yeah.
Along with, by the way, the Christmas stuff that they had out like a month ago.
Yeah.
There was Christmas stuff at Sam's a month ago. I took a picture of it. It was also at Lowe's. So,
I saw a Halloween decoration at that Bucky's gas station.
Yeah.
Which is just a slower gas station, I'm realizing.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody loves Bucky's, man, but I don't see the, you know, they were all over Texas and everything. We ran into one here in Tennessee. We stopped there, got some gas, and then dig this, the gas cans. Okay, I'll be honest with you, y'all. I'm sitting here looking for, I'm pulling the Bucky's thinking, okay, well, it's a big store. You know, they got pretty much everything in there. At least I remember that being the case. And we get in there, and as sure as I'm talking to you right now, I go over to the gas cans, and they got two different colors. I think one was white, and I know the other one was red. And they almost look like those NASCAR gas cans. And it says right there on the can, not suitable for fuel. And I'm like, what? What kind of nonsense is this? So, you know, to get a gas can, you got to go to a regular gas station, which I thought is, you know, what Bucky's was. Turns out everything in that place is novelties. But,
yeah,
you know,
everything in that place is just junk.
Well, son, here it is. It's on the 22nd today. And we're hearing a lot of prognostications of doom regarding, well, today marks the first time I ever heard the 23rd. So the dates they're telling you to look at, and when I start hearing everybody and your great-grandmother talking about these dates, I start to get really suspicious. But the 23rd, I heard that on the Stu Peters show. Then the 24th, heard a guy named Bo Pony, apparently has a pretty good track record. I mean, but clearly when these guys, these prognosticators, they get on there and they tell you the track record, they never bother to tell you all the times they got it wrong. He's saying the 24th or 25th, and then there's another guy saying the 30th. Look, y'all, at the end of the day, I said it before. I don't know if I said it in the podcast or rather the Pimp Cast or if I said it on a YouTube video. Look, I know that these Luciferian whatever scumbags, they use these dates and they mean something to them. I understand that. And there are times maybe it's just I don't know. I'm not a big believer in coincidence these days, but maybe that can be the case too. The point of it is, stay alert, stay alive. I mean, at the end of the day, we got so many dumb things that are manufactured crisis going on all at the same time that we can't be slipping, son. No way, no how.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, well, I won't go into detail. We just double checked everything before coming here.
Yeah. So, I mean, well, truth be told, man, I mean, we're armed. I mean, you know, we're prepared, man. Something jumps off, we're as prepared as anybody could hope to be, but I'm not going to live my life governed by fear. I spent too much of my life doing that, y'all, when it was exclusively just the preparedness I was after, and it was early on. You know, I governed a lot of my life, and a lot of the way I raised him, to a certain extent because of fear. I knew this thing was falling apart. And then as I got more education, I realized, okay, it's still falling apart. It's just I need a measured response to it.
You know what's cool about permaculture?
Hmm.
Is that no matter where in the world it falls apart, you have the tools to build it back.
Bam. That's it. Like Eric Sider just sent me this shirt in the mail, and I'm gonna mess it up. I got it up there in my bag. I'm going to wear it. Maybe not tomorrow, but the next day. It's a Bill Mollison quote. Basically, that the complexities, the problems of the world become more and more complex, but the solutions are embarrassingly simple. They really are, especially as it comes to farming, especially permaculture, especially any one of these things, y'all. Everything, I'm going to break it down this way.
Like weeds. Instead of going to the labs and like engineering some crazy chemical that kills just this one broadleaf and then alkalines the soil and everything, how about instead you just cut the weed down and let it decompose in place? That's a really good start. That's the simplest thing you can do, and that's a really good start.
Right, y'all. Okay, so check it out. Our compadre just showed up here a little bit ago. If you're not there, you want to go because you're going to see something pretty cool. Justin from Metcalf Mills is going to show up with his brand new mill.
Back to the Land Festival.
Back to the Land Festival, and then what's happening next week?
Self-Reliance Festival.
That's right.
Which I won't be there, but Mom will be.
Yeah, so me and Michelle will be there, and we're going to be doing some pretty awesome stuff. We're going to do a class, provided the earth, if the earth is still spinning, y'all, we're going to be there. And you want to go out, folks. You want, if nothing else, you want to see this mill Justin finally revealed. But what's really going to floor you is how he powers it. You're not going to believe it. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in to this condensed version of the Permaculture Pimpcast. Remember, y'all, stay alert, stay alive.
Well, who's that? What happened?
That locked me up. What's going on?
Well, look who showed up, y'all.
Remember where you work.
Yep, let's get it done.
Bare essentials.